You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. After months of anticipation, Facebook says it's going to launch its own digital currency. It's called Libra. It's intended to be sent anywhere in the world without costly fees. Developers say users will be able to keep Libra in a digital wallet that will be available in third-party apps. Facebook says the goal is to bring cryptocurrency into the mainstream. But the company says it isn't going to oversee Libra directly, at least not by itself. It'll be Facebook and 26 other partners, including Visa and MasterCard. Facebook says it will begin offering accounts next year through a new subsidiary called Calibra. David Marcus, the head of Calibra, told CNBC this morning that people shouldn't fear Facebook gaining access to their financial information.
And to earn people's trust, we are going to have to make strong commitments, notably on privacy, ensuring that financial data and social data never get commingled, and really, you know, earn people's trust over very long periods of time, because there are going to be a number of wallets that are going to compete with us on the network we helped create.
So what can people use Libra for when it is put into practice? And how does this stack up against Bitcoin and the other digital currencies already on the market? Mike Chappell is an associate teaching professor of information technology, analytics, and operations at the University of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. He's an expert in cybersecurity and online privacy. Mike, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. It's nice to be with you.
Before we get too deep into Libra, this new project from Facebook, can you explain the basic idea behind a cryptocurrency?
Sure, Rob. Cryptocurrency is essentially just an attempt to create the digital version of cash. Right. When we use cash every day, we do it because it's easy. Everybody accepts it. Everybody understands how to use it. And you don't really need any special tools to do so. Right. You can just have cash in your wallet and hand it to somebody, and everybody recognizes that value. What a cryptocurrency attempts to do is create some of that same convenience online, where we can have digital tokens, coins that we can exchange with other people for goods and services.
Why do we need that, though? I can have a bank account that I can make payments with online, digitally, in dollar form. Why do I need something other than a dollar or a euro or a yen to do that?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of reasons. First, you and I might have bank accounts and credit cards, but not everybody does. There's a substantial number of people in the world who are unbanked and don't have access to those same types of resources that we do. And maybe they do have access to a mobile phone, you know, especially in parts of the developing world. Mobile technology is coming, is spreading much faster than banking technology. So, you know, there's certainly that group of people who don't have that. And then one of the other driving forces behind some cryptocurrencies is anonymity. So when you engage in a transaction using your credit card or your bank account, there's then a digital trail that ties you to that transaction. And we don't have that when we use cash. And with some cryptocurrencies, that anonymity exists, and people can engage in transactions online without having that digital trail.
The big point of comparison people might have heard of so far is Bitcoin. How does that one work in particular?
Yeah, so Bitcoin is the dominant cryptocurrency today. It hasn't actually picked up in widespread adoption the way it looks like Libra might. And there's a few reasons behind that. I think the first one is that it's fairly difficult to use Bitcoin. If you want to go and purchase a Bitcoin and then manage it in a Bitcoin wallet, you have to have a little bit of technical knowledge and really understand what you're doing. And the idea behind Libra is maybe resolving some of that, because Facebook and the other companies behind Libra really understand user design and making things simple. So that ease of use is the first thing. I think the second barrier that stopped Bitcoin from becoming widely adopted is it's very, very volatile. The price of Bitcoin jumps all over the place. And this makes merchants very hesitant to use it. It's difficult to price something in Bitcoin, because the price of Bitcoin itself swings all over the place. Like I just looked this morning, and a Bitcoin today is worth about $9,000. And this time last week, it was worth $7,900. And you know, who knows what it's going to be worth next week? There's no peg to the price of a Bitcoin. It's just swinging as market demand swings.
And that takes us to Libra, which Facebook and a bunch of other companies and some nonprofits are teaming up on. They're taking a different approach. It's, and one of their goals is to not have that swingy up and down value, right?
Right, I think that's one of the most appealing aspects of Libra. They're not trying to create a currency that has its own intrinsic value, like we're trying with like the Bitcoin developers try to do, right? Where Bitcoin is worth something because people want Bitcoin, and instead they're trying to derive the value of Libra off of the value of existing currencies. So when you buy a Libra, the money that you use to purchase your coin is placed into a reserve account, and then that reserve account is used to create the value of Libra itself. And if you later decide you want to cash in your Libra for dollars or euros or yen, that money is taken out of that reserve account and given back to you, and the Libra is destroyed. So it's kind of an attempt to go back to something similar to the gold standard, right? At one point in U.S. history, there was enough gold in Fort Knox to back the value of every U.S. dollar that was printed. Now, of course, the U.S. economy has long since left that gold standard, but this is one of the best ways to establish the value of a new currency. So with Libra, it's establishing that value by creating reserve of existing accepted stable currencies. It's the dollar, the euro, the yen, the franc, and the pound.
Talking to Mike Chappell from the University of Notre Dame about a new currency being released by a partnership of companies, most prominently Facebook. Mike, take us into the driver's seat. Suppose I'm a consumer, Libra has rolled out. What do I do? How do I use it?
Well, so we don't know all of those details yet. One of the important things to note is that you can't go use Libra today. Right now, it's still a proposal, but there's a very strong group of companies behind this proposal, Facebook, PayPal, eBay, Uber, Lyft, and quite a few others. What we're likely to see is many of these technology partners creating ways to be able to access and use Libra. So we've already heard that Facebook is going to integrate it into Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. So you'd be able to have a store of Libra within a wallet, and a digital wallet that you can access through these applications. So there does have to be some intermediary to help you exchange this money with other people.
One concern people have already raised is, hey, aren't we worried about privacy concerns with Facebook and other social media companies already? What happens when their apps have access to our financial transactions?
Yeah, I think that's a very reasonable concern, Rob. It's something I would be worried about myself, right? So when you look at some cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin that we spoke about earlier, they're designed around anonymity. So Libra uses the same fundamental technology that Bitcoin uses, something called the blockchain, that allows for the idea of anonymized transactions. But the catch is you need some technology platform to help you access that cash. With Bitcoin, you can manage that on your own computer if you want, or you can use a service to do so. With Libra, it looks like you're going to have to use one of these technology partners. So if you decide to use Facebook Messenger to send Libra coins back and forth with other people, Facebook's going to have a record of that. So I think there is a reasonable privacy concern there.
How about potential misuse of this currency? It seems like anytime you design something related to money and social media, somebody figures out a way to do bad stuff with it.
I think that's true. With any way value is exchanged, there's always some sort of criminal element associated with it. And that's actually been one of the major criticisms of Bitcoin. Because of the anonymity of Bitcoin and other currencies, some of the major uses, there's really two things that it seems like most Bitcoin transactions involve. One of those is speculation, people trying to invest in this wildly volatile value of a Bitcoin. And the other one is activity that they don't want traced to them because, frankly, it's illegal. I think Bitcoin's major association is with like drug sales and other illicit transactions on the internet. One of the things that it looks like Libra is planning on doing is having some identity validation. There's some signs in their documentation that there's going to be a registration process, and you're going to have to prove your identity just like you would when you get a bank account before you can access the Libra ecosystem.
Let's talk about the unbanked population you touched on earlier. I know there's at least one big international nonprofit, maybe a couple, on the list of people involved here. How could this Libra be used for people, say, in developing countries who don't have access to ready banking?
I think this is one of the most interesting possible uses of Libra, being able to, if people have a smartphone and access to Facebook or one of these other platforms that might grow to support Libra, they can store the value of their Libra in on those platforms. So they don't need a traditional bank account. They can receive these coins as payment for services, and then they can use them to either make face-to-face payments to someone who they know, or send money over the internet.
Do you see Libra, again, you mentioned the details aren't all out yet, but do you see Libra potentially being a game changer for the way we buy stuff around the world?
I think it could be, Rob. I think that, again, these major criticisms of existing cryptocurrencies are around volatility and then also ease of use. And Libra seems to address both of those in a pretty compelling way. The other thing that's a barrier to adopting something like Bitcoin is there will only really be growth of a currency if a large number of people are using it, right? If I have U.S. dollars and the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker that I work with don't accept U.S. dollars, that's not a useful currency to me. So if I have Libra and I can't go use that at the grocery store, the gas station, or online, it's not going to be very useful to me. And there, if you look around, there are very few people who accept Bitcoin for traditional goods and services today. I think the fact that we have all of these major companies getting behind Libra means that we might wind up having pretty widespread adoption pretty quickly. So if they can crack that nut and make Libra accepted every place you want to buy and sell items, that this could be the thing that makes this cryptocurrency take off.
As we wrap up, Mike, what are you watching for as this moves closer to becoming a reality?
Well, I'd like to see how the technology is going to work for end users, how easy that's going to be. And then I think the primary concern is around this privacy issue that we discussed. How are people going to feel reassured that they can engage in these transactions online without giving away their personal information?
Mike, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
Mike Chappell is an associate teaching professor of information technology, analytics, and operations at the University of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. He's an expert in cybersecurity and online privacy. He joined us today to talk about Facebook's plans to launch a digital currency next year in partnership with a bunch of other companies and organizations. We'd love to hear from you. Are you an early adopter of some form of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, or one of the other less well-known options? Do you think you would use this new thing from Facebook along the way? Or does it puzzle you, frighten you? Do you have worries about it? Let us know your story, your relationship with cryptocurrency, if any. You don't have to share your access codes to Bitcoin. You can do that. Tweet us at Central Time WPR or send us an email and tell your story. Our email address is ideas@WPR.org or message us on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know what you think.